Toshi, gentle one, and so here we are reading from the next section of chapter 21. Bell, Chulbu, along with the Vajra, Dorje, see number 22. The bell is an important religious instrument. The two together, bell and Vajra, represent the union of all duality, expressed symbolically as the union of male and female attributes. The bell is representative of the female aspect in Tibetan Buddhist philosophy and symbolizes wisdom. Bodhisattva, Changchub Sempa, one who forsakes his or her own final release from the cycle of birth and death for the benefit of all sentient beings. Bodhisattvas are reborn time and again in order to instruct living beings on the teachings of the Buddha. Those who are depicted in statuary and tankas, religious paintings, are regarded also to be enlightened beings. Mandala, Kilkor. The symbol of innate harmony. The most common is a two-dimensional representation of a deity in retinue in the form of a circular composition divided into quadrants, with emphasis on the center. Mantra, Nak. Mani. A general meaning of mantra is a collection of syllables emblematic of a particular deity. The repetition of such is used to call forth the deity, to establish oneself in meditative concentration, and to cultivate merit. Narak refers to mantra in general. Mani is used among Tibetans to denote mantra as well, however it technically refers to the ubiquitous mantra used by Tibetans, Om Mani Padme Hum. Mudra, Jagya, hand and body positions, both in actual religious practice and in art form. A statue's hand mudras provide detailed information as to what is being depicted. There are teaching mudras, giving mudras, and the famous earth witnessing mudra of the Buddha, with alms bowl in his left hand and right hand touching the ground. With his hand resting on the ground, he asks the earth to verify his attainment of immovable silence in the face of countless external disturbances. And so, we'll continue on tomorrow. Simchon Hongkong.